Hi, this is 7239, and is this Ethan?
Yvonne, I'm sorry, this is Ron. How can I, are you Nona? I'm sorry. How can I help?
Hi, Ron, this is Winona. So the passenger I called about earlier, he has biohazard on him, since he's just in that same seat, I was going to keep him there, you know, but half the passengers on the bus are commenting, and he won't keep his pants up, so I'm gonna have to put him off, but he's really old.
Okay, any biohazard, if you can catch it before it actually boards the bus, we don't allow people on the bus that are biohazard at all. So if you need help, I can get you help there and send police to remove him if you won't get off.
I'm approaching Coley, so I'll see. It shouldn't be too much of a problem, but he will try to board another bus. And unless you're paying attention, you can't see it until you see the back of him. And it's all dry, so it's like it's dirty. So he will try and get on another bus. I'm here at Coley.
Okay. Well, if he's actually getting off there, let me know, and I can warn everybody else that if you can give me a description of the guy, we'll make sure he doesn't get on.
Yeah, I'm going to put him off here just because he's upsetting everybody. 75-year-old dark-skinned black man with faded blue jeans that looks like mud all over, and it's on a black jacket. Okay, thanks. I'm going to do that now.
Okay. And are you going to need another bus then for the soiled seat then or not?
Well, it's dry and I'm going to take that one seat off.
Okay, well, sounds like eventually we're going to need to get you another bus. So write a work card and we'll get back to you here as soon as we got something ready to go.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's 749.